We have come full circle. If you recall, this is how Jesus called Peter the first time. He'd been out fishing, they had come back. Did you catch anything? No. Put out to the sea, put your nets over the side. If you ask us to, Lord, we will do that. They caught so many fish that a second boat had to go out and rescue them and bring in all the fish. When Peter realized what had happened, he said, "Jesus, depart from me, for I am a sinful man." Jesus looked at Peter and said, as he did so many times in the relationship, "Peter, follow me." We've come full circle. And I guess I would ask you tonight if anybody who has ever had a relationship with Jesus Christ can be unaffected by it. Because we kind of start out the gospel by the disciples have seen Jesus a couple of times, and Peter's response is, "I'm going to go fishing. We'll join you." How did the Peter that said, "I'm going to go fishing," become the Peter that we hear about, read about, and see in the Acts of the Apostles? It's the same Peter, but he was irrevocably changed at a point in time when the Holy Spirit in fire and smoke and wind descended on the upper room and set his soul, his heart, and his mind on fire. And at that point, he never looked back. But it takes time to get there, and Jesus knew that. Peter denied Christ three times. And in the thrice asking Peter if he loved me, Jesus was saying, "And you are forgiven." Peter asked before, "How many times do I forgive people? 7 times 7? No, Peter, 70 times 70. Every single time we are called to God's mercy, and God's mercy comes. And this is what it looks like, Peter. Do you love me? Yes, do you love me? Yes, do you love me? Yes. Then feed my sheep. Care for the people that I have given over to you to care for. Follow me." That's all he asked. That's all he ever asked of the disciples and the people who listened to him. Listen to what I have to say to you. God loves you. And he asks that we love our neighbor and ourselves in that same way. And this is what it looks like. We feed the hungry. We raise the dead. We clothe the naked. We visit the sick and the dying and those in prison. That's what it looks like. And he showed us that. How many times in the post-resurrection appearances do they not recognize him until he breaks bread? Or he blesses them? Or he says, "Peace be with you. My peace I give you. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I am with you until the end of the age, and the end of the age is not coming anytime soon." So Jesus Christ is in our lives, and if we open up our hearts and our minds and our souls to him, then we too can be irrevocably changed. That's all Jesus asks. Do you love me? Then follow me.